Here in Ephesians chapter number 6, the Bible reads, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." And children, if there's anything that you need to learn, the most important thing you probably need to learn as a child is how to obey. How to obey. And the Bible has a lot of commandments, and we even have the famous Ten Commandments. But within the Ten Commandments that God gave Moses, children, God gave one of these commandments with a promise. And that promise is that you would live a long life determined based on how you honor your parents, how you obey your parents, as the Bible describes it in Ephesians chapter number 6. And so you children are actually determining how long you're going to live right now. Every single day of your life is determining how long and how prosperous of a life you're going to live. The Bible teaches that by honoring your father and mother and obeying them and doing right, God is going to give you a long life. So if you say, "I want to live a long life," it's going to be based on obeying your parents. Now, you don't have to keep your finger here because we're not going to stay here forever. But look, if you would, at verse 3, it also says that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Go to Exodus 20, Exodus 20. You know, when I was a child, I didn't necessarily want to grow up. I liked being young. But at the same time, if someone had asked me, "Do you want to live a long life?" I would have said, yes, I think everybody wants to live a long life. And especially as you get older, time just seems to be on warp speed. It goes faster and faster. And so, of course, it's important to realize that the decisions you're making now are going to have a lasting impact on your entire future. And the Bible says in Exodus 20, this is where we get this promise from the commandment. Exodus 20, look at verse number 12. "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." So not every commandment has a promise like this. It's a very special commandment. It's a very unique commandment. And children are supposed to obey their parents. Now, I heard a wise man once say, "If you can't beat them, join them." All right? Pastor Mejia left me all this candy, and I don't know what to do with all it. Now, Pastor Mejia got to peg people that weren't paying attention. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not, but I'm just telling you what he did, okay? So don't get too nervous, because he's not here, but, you know, he was left-handed, so it's probably a little weaker. I'm right-handed, all right? So, you know, it's going to come with strength, not deception, okay? Now, I do believe that it'll be beneficial to also have some volunteers this morning, all right? So we're going to have, who in here has played Simon Says? What kiddos in here have played Simon Says? You know what Simon Says is, all right? We're going to play Pastor Shelley Says, okay? So I need three volunteers to start off with, all right? Who wants to, all right, Michael, come on down. Ethan, you want to come on down? Come on down here. Sorry, I'm going to use your sister first, okay? You can go sit back now. All right, I need all three of you. Remind me your name again.
Hannah.
We have Hannah, we have Michael, and we have Ethan, all right? Now, I'm going to give y'all some really clear instructions, okay? And the only way to win in this game is to obey, all right? Okay. Now, when I say Pastor Shelley says, you're going to have to do whatever I say, okay? But if I tell you to do something and it's not Pastor Shelley, I didn't say Pastor Shelley says, then you're going to lose, okay? But I'll explain how. You're going to take 5 pieces of candy for me, all right? Take 5 pieces of candy, hold them in your hands. Don't put them in your pockets. All right, good job. Take 5 pieces for me, whatever you like. Okay, take 5 pieces for me. Yeah, keep them in your hands. All right. Now you're going to have to be brave for me because you may not get to keep them, okay? This is how it works. Just like God gives you an opportunity to live a long life, you can have that, but you have to obey, because otherwise you're going to have to give me the candy back. Does that make sense to y'all? Okay. So we're about to start playing the game. When I say Pastor Shelley says, you do whatever I say, but it's only going to be one commandment each. So if I said Pastor Shelley says take one step forward, you would do that, right? But then after, if I say go back, that's not what Pastor Shelley said, is it? Okay? So you're going to have to pay really close attention. Now, if you get eliminated, I'll let you still get a prize from our box, okay? But you have to give me the candy back. Does that make sense? Are y'all ready to start?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to start now, all right? Pastor Shelley says, take one step forward. Oh, give me your candy back. Give me your candy back. Your candy. All right, y'all get a prize. Y'all were eliminated. I didn't say Pastor Shelley said to give me your candy back. See, this is how the devil works. Take a prize and go, I need three more volunteers. Who thinks they can actually do this? All right, Miss Aaliyah, come on down. Ethan, come on down. We'll try your sister, Michael, okay? Come on down. Now, remind me your name again. I'm sorry.
Natalie,
that's right. Okay. All right, you're going to get five pieces of candy. Let's see how long this can last, all right? Now, the devil is a cunning beast of the field. He likes to try and trick you, okay? So whenever I say Pastor Shelley says, you'll do whatever that statement is. If I say anything after that, you don't listen, okay? You don't obey that voice. Now, the devil likes to try and trick you. So, you know, you have to be really, really smart about it. Y'all ready to play? All right. Pastor Shelley says to jump once. Jump again. Okay, give me your candy. Pastor Shelley says, give me your candy. You can go get a prize. Did you see that over there? Pastor Shelley says, give me your candy. Go get a prize. Now, this is mean, isn't it? But I'm going to tell you, it's right here. You can get a prize. All right. Here's the problem. The devil doesn't fight fair, folks. And if you think that I'm mean, the devil's way meaner than I could ever be. Now, Pastor Shelley says to take one step forward. Step back. See, there we go. All right. We're getting better. Okay, let's go, if we would, to Proverbs chapter number 30. Proverbs chapter number 30. Now, the Bible also says that, you know, and I'm not going to go to this verse necessarily, but it says to salute all of the brethren, okay, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 21. And to salute is to address with expressions of kind wishes, courtesy, or honor, to give a sign of respect, courtesy, or to honor. And here's my first point of this morning of how to obey. And it's, you have to obey with your mouth, okay? You have to obey with your mouth. And essentially, there's a lot of places in Scripture that we're going to look at here in a moment. I'm getting a little ahead of myself for the point. We'll prove it in a second. But if you really want to be an obedient child, you need to obey with your mouth. And your mouth is a really hard thing to teach how to be obedient. But so from now on, when Pastor Shelley gives you a commandment, okay, not only do you have to do it, you have to say, yes, sir. So when I say Pastor Shelley says something, like Pastor Shelley says, take a step forward, you have to, yes, sir. Does that make sense? Okay. I'm not trying to trick you on this one. This is Pastor Shelley says this, okay? But it's for the whole rest of the game, so you have to remember that. So anytime Pastor Shelley says to do something, you're going to have to do it and say, yes, sir. Does that make sense? Okay. So Pastor Shelley says, take one step back. Yes, sir. Nailed it. All right. Yes, sir. She got it. Okay. Look at Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. The Bible says, the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. So here's what's going to happen. Whenever the next volunteer messes up, I'm going to take their candy and I'm going to eat it. Okay? So now we need two more volunteers. We're running low. All right, come on down. And we'll take another one over on this side. Ms. Elizabeth, come on down. You're going to take five pieces of candy for me. All right, take five pieces of candy for me. Perfect. Okay. Now, whenever I say Pastor Shelley says, you have to do whatever I say, right? Okay, and you have to say yes, sir. If, from now on, if you make a mistake, instead of giving me all your candy back, you just have to give me one. Okay, you'll have to give me one back. So this is kind of how, you know, and I'm just giving you an example, but we'll just say the candy's the number of days of your life, right? Every time you disobey mom and dad, it's like God's just taking one of those little days away, isn't he? So it's really important to listen and to pay attention when Pastor Shelley says, lift up your right hand. Put it down. Oh, give me a piece of candy. And all of you have to give me one piece of candy because none of y'all said yes, sir. Pastor Shelley says, give me a piece of candy. Pastor Shelley. Now, some of these ravens of the field are going to come pluck it out. And they're going to eat it. So here you go. You can go ahead and eat it unless your parents say no. Parents rule triumph over Pastor Shelley, okay? Pastor Shelley says, take one step back. All right. Pastor Shelley says, you have to give me another piece of candy. All right. I'm going to eat that one. That was in Mims. It was good. All right. See, you know, it's just not fair how life is, right? So you have to learn how to obey. And this is good. This is a fun game. Go if you went to Genesis chapter 22. Go to Genesis chapter 22. So we have to obey with our mouth. Pastor Shelley says, say Genesis 22. Nailed it. All right. We're getting some obedience up here. Genesis chapter 22. Look at verse number 15. The Bible says, and the angel of the Lord called on Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, say the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast obeyed my voice. Now notice what he says here. Because thou hast obeyed my voice. Notice that Abraham is going to get blessed because he obeyed God's voice. Now, who in here knows how old Abraham lived? 175. I couldn't quite hear you. Is that right? Nailed it. 175. You were really close if you didn't get it right. 175. Now, who in here is 175 years old? Who's 100? I mean, this guy lived a really long life. Why? Because he obeyed the voice of the Lord. So he had a lot of pieces of candy. He didn't get them taken from him. Okay? Will y'all just move up a little bit? Can y'all just move up a little bit? All right. Pastor Shelley says, get one of your pieces of candy. Pastor Shelley says, will you give me? Thank you. All right. We're going to keep distributing the wealth, though. So their disobedience is your victory. All right? So I keep getting all this candy back. It's really easy. Pastor Shelley says to look at that wall. Nailed it. All right, we're getting better. That devil comes around, he just tries to trick you and deceive you. So you got to watch out for him. Go if you would to Matthew chapter 9. Go to Matthew chapter number 9. Now, I'm going to make kind of a modern day application of this. But I believe when you study scripture and you kind of look at what these verses are saying, you can come to the conclusion that if you want to model yourself after the Bible and you want to live a way that's pleasing unto those who give you instruction, you will use some kind of a command or some kind of a statement to acknowledge the receipt of information. Now, I believe the best way in Texas, in our modern culture, if someone says for you to do something, you just say, yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, every single time, whenever you get an instruction. Now, that would be considered good manners. Okay, the Bible talks about manners, but not necessarily in that exact context, in other contexts, but manners just simply means the manner of life that you live, the way that you handle yourself. But notice how the people in the Bible speak to Jesus. Look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 28. And when he's coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Now, here's the thing. The word Lord could also be referenced to, you know, God or your master. But it's just simply also a synonym for sir. This is similar to being saying simply just, yes, sir. Okay? Look at Matthew 13. Just flip the page, Matthew 13, and look at verse 51. Matthew 13, 51, Jesus saith unto them, have you understood all these things? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Go, if you would, to John chapter number 4. Go to John chapter number 4. So when Jesus asks a question, what do they respond with? Yea, Lord. John chapter number 4, look at verse number 11. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. So notice how she reverences Jesus, and she doesn't know that he's Jesus at this point. So what does she just customarily do when she talks to another man? Sir, okay? Skip to verse 15. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water. Look at verse number 19. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Skip down to verse 49. The nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Now, you know why I like this? Because you say, oh, well, a woman, she has to be respectful to any man in the society, you know. No. This is a nobleman talking to Jesus, someone of high stature, arguably way higher stature than Jesus, at least in their minds and their culture. But how does he talk to Jesus? Sir, you know, even myself included, you know, if I talk to people, even in a church setting, even though I'm the pastor, you know what I can still say to them? Yes, sir. Why? Because it's just respectful. It's a way to obey with your mouth. And really, whenever someone gives you a command, if you just say, yeah, okay, it doesn't have the same ring to it. It doesn't really feel like there's that obedience factor involved. And I'll tell you, what you do with your mouth often will reflect, you know, how you live your life. Go to John chapter 11. Let me show you another example here. And we're just looking at a lot of examples. John chapter 11. So kiddos, when your mom and dad tell you to take out the trash, you say, yes, sir. Pastor Shelley says to say, yes, sir. Nailed it. All right. Now, can y'all say, no, ma'am? All right, please, Pastor Shelley says, give me a piece of candy. Getting tight. It's okay. Do you just want to give me the other piece of candy? Okay. All right, you can go get a prize. Pastor Shelley says. All right, we need another volunteer. Miss Lauren, come on down. Pastor Shelley says take 5 pieces of candy. Pastor Shelley says, give me one back. He didn't say yes, sir. You started low. I mean, you had an opportunity here to do well, but you got to pay attention. All right, so Pastor Shelley wants you to say, what is the first point of my sermon? You have to honor God with your what?
No.
Yep. Okay, give me one piece of candy. You didn't say yes, sir. You have to say yes, sir, every single time. Y'all did really good. You got the right answer. Now, here's the thing. You say, I don't like this game. Well, this is the game of life. And here's the thing. God wants you to learn how to obey. And you got to say yes, sir, every single time. Pastor Shelley says to say, Jesus wept. All right. I got some yes, sirs in there. All right. Nailed it. Pastor Shelley says to take one step forward. Pastor Shelley says to take another step forward. Step back. All right, we're getting better. We're getting better. Pastor Shelley says to step back. All right, we're doing good. All right, I'm liking this game. Now, go to Acts chapter 16. You say, well, I don't know if it matters if I'm respectful or not. Well, maybe, you know, when you have an important question, you want to be as respectful as possible. How about Acts chapter 16? Look at verse number 30. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Have you ever noticed that verse in your Bible? Yet there's so many men that never say sir to anyone. You're a soul winner. You should learn how to say sir. Okay? Now go, if you would, to Revelation chapter number 7. Revelation chapter number 7. You say, when should we stop doing this? When we become an adult? No, I don't believe that. We haven't even been seeing children say this. So then how much more should children say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am to their parents? Now, of course, you know, if your parents want you to answer in a different way, children, you do whatever your parents say. But I'm just saying, if your parents don't tell you not to, you should just say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am to be respectful to your parents. It'll teach you to honor and respect them, to have a different attitude towards them. And, of course, I want to live a long life. Look at, you would, Revelation chapter number 7. We're going to look at verse number 13. Revelation chapter number 7, verse number 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?" Now, this is John talking to the angel. He's saying, "Hey, where are these things coming from?" Look at verse 14. And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." Notice how the angel's talking to John. He's saying, "Hey," he's calling him sir. And, you know, the way the Revelation's written, it's kind of interesting because it's like Jesus giving it unto an angel and then, like, he's giving it unto John. But a lot of times the narrator of the Bible is Jesus, you know, speaking. And again, this is, of course, in the context of the angels talking to the Apostle John. But if the angels are going to call the Apostle John, sir, then how much more should we also say yes, sir, yes, ma'am, when people give us commands or ask us to do something? I would say that this falls right in line with what the Bible says to salute. Now, do you kids know how to salute? I'm going to teach you how to salute, okay? To salute is to take your right hand and go up like this, okay? So can y'all lift up? All right, you have to give me, Pastor Shelley says you have to give me a piece of candy. You don't have, all right, get a prize. New, all right, come on down. New contestant. This is how you salute. You take your right hand and you go up like this, all right? That's like a military salute. Now, I'm not in the military, so if someone in the military is like, actually, it's like this, you know, or whatever, I don't know. It's 45 degrees. It's not, you know, 38.7, Pastor Shelley, okay? So Pastor Shelley says to salute with your right hand. All right, you all have to give me a piece of candy because Pastor Shelley didn't hear any yes sirs. You didn't get any yet. That's rough when you didn't even start with any. This is like Pastor Amina's sermon where it's like just death, okay? Now those young ravens just keep plucking it out. Watch out. Those ravens are dangerous, okay? All right, Pastor Shelley says, salute with your right hand. Nailed it. All right. At ease. Oh, give me a piece of candy. Oh, you can go get a prize. We need a new volunteer. Come on down, Mr. Warner. Pastor Shelley says get 5 pieces of candy.
Yes, sir.
Nailed it. All right. We got a sharp one right here. All right. Pastor Shelley says to take 1 step forward. Nailed it. Nailed it. All right. I'm liking this game. We're learning. Okay? Go to Matthew chapter 21. Go to Matthew chapter number 21 in your Bibles. Now, the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. The Bible says a lot of things like this. And, of course, the devil is going to come around and he's going to constantly try to trick you. But you know what the problem is? The devil's not God. The devil is not the Lord Jesus Christ. So when the billboard says, thou shalt steal, I don't obey that because I obey the Bible. So in your life, you have to learn how to play this game, whether you like it or not. Because there's going to be constant messages out there, buy the Big Mac, put beans in the chili. You know, there's going to be all kinds, go to the house church, right? There's going to be an advertisement. There's going to be the billboard. There's going to be the flyer. There's going to be the movie poster. And what is the devil constantly trying to do? He's trying to steal your candy. Okay, we don't want the devil to steal our candy. We want to live a long life. And some of us don't realize, you know, as a child, you're donating your candy to the devil every single day when you disobey your mom and dad. Every day that you're not obeying your mom and dad, that's just you're putting more and more days on the shelf every single day. Okay? And so it's important to obey your parents, not just for their parents' sake, but even for your sake. Now, the first way was what? With a mouth. Okay? Pastor Shelley says, what was the first point of the sermon? We obey with our...
Yes, sir. Mouth.
Nailed it. All right, we got it. We had to think about it for a second. That's okay. Here's point number two. It's in Matthew 21. It's that we don't only obey with our mouth, we need to obey with our might. And in Matthew chapter 21, look at what it says in verse 28. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise, and he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Now notice, this guy honored him with his mouth. Didn't he say, I go, sir? Wasn't that the right way to respond? But here's the problem. Saying that you're going to do it, but then not doing it, is that really obedience? Because then what is Jesus going to say? Verse 31. Whether of them twain did the will of his father, they say unto him, the first. Jesus saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go in the kingdom of God before you. So Jesus is trying to illustrate an important point that it's not really important to God that you say only that you're going to do it. It's important that you do it. And in fact, if he was going to even grade these two, which one was more important technically? Doing it over the saying it. Because one guy didn't even say, he's like, I'm not going to go. But then, you know, he went anyways. Can y'all move like down a little bit? Okay, y'all have to give me a piece of candy. Pastor Shelley says, give me one piece of candy.
Yes, sir.
Are you out? You can get a prize. All right, we got a new contestant. Ethan, come on down. Pastor Shelley says, get five pieces of candy.
Yes, sir.
Nailed it. This is a difficult game, okay? I think you got six. Give me one back. All right. Now, go to Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. That was really good. Can you give me a five on that one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Pastor Shelley says, give me a piece of candy. It's a tough game. I think it tastes good, though, okay? Would you like one of my M&Ms? All right, Pastor Shelley says, Ethan, eat these M&Ms. You're welcome, parents. Oh, Pastor Shelley says, give me a piece of candy. He didn't say yes, sir. It's a vicious game, okay? Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Look at verse number 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. There is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Notice that the Bible says, hey, when you tell God you're going to do something, you got to do it with all your might, okay? So God doesn't want you to just say, yes, sir. He wants a yes, sir. You know, he wants some might in there. He wants you to put some effort in there. So Pastor Shelley says, to say yes, sir, as loud as you can.
Yes, sir.
I liked it. That was good. All right. Can you say it louder?
Yes,
Say it one more time, louder. That was good. All right. It's tricky. They're never going to trust me again. It's always going to be a test. It's going to be a backfire. Go to Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Now, the devil uses a lot of really good tactics in an effort to try to persuade you to succumb to his pressure, you know. He'll come and he'll, you know, man, you're looking really sharp today. You know, I really like that black shirt. And, you got a green bracelet? What color did you get? He might use a little bit of flattery. You know, he might butter you up a little bit and say, those pieces of candy look pretty good. Can I have one? Pastor Shelley says to take one step back. Pastor Shelley says to take two steps forward.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Shelley says, please give him one candy. All right. You got to pay attention. All right. Pastor Shelley says to jump one time.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Shelley says to salute with your right hand.
Yes, sir.
All right. You got it. Pastor Shelley says, give me a kiss candy. That was left. Sorry. That might have been a trick question. Oh, you're too head close to the edge. Will you step back a little bit? Oh, Pastor Shelley says, give me a piece of candy. Just one. Oh, the devil's looking out for a safety. You know? Oh, thank you. This is a good one. Hey, you can have it back, all right? It's for you. Thank you. All right, good job, buddy. But when you're going to do something, you got to do it with your might, because God wants us to not only just say we're going to do things, he wants us to do it. He wants us to actually put in the effort, put in the energy. And, you know, if you're going to obey, you have to actually do it. If they just said yes, sir, and they didn't actually do the action, they would not keep their candy, you know. And so even in our lives, we have to make sure that we're always obeying God. And what the devil will do is he'll come around and he'll flatter you and say, oh, you're so smart, you don't need church. Kids, you're smarter than your parents. You don't need to listen to them. You know more than Pastor Shelley. Who cares what he thinks about anything? Who cares about, well, dad's smarter than mom. You don't need to obey mom. No, you have to honor thy father and thy mother. Well, but my mom makes a lot of mistakes. You still honor them. Well, my dad, he does things that are, you know, I don't really like. Or dad, I've seen dad make a mistake. Or one time dad said a bad word, you know. It's like, but are we really supposed to sit here and judge our parents? You know, you're not supposed to judge your parents in the sense that you're not their authority. So someone who's not your authority, you don't tell them what to do. You know, just like when we go to the apartment complex and kids are misbehaving, I don't get to tell them what to do. Even though they're a child and I'm an adult, I don't get to tell them, you're not allowed to play in the street. Or when I tell you something, you have to say, yes, sir. You know, they're going to be like, whatever, bozo, get out of here, you know. But the same works in every context. If I'm at work and my boss is rude to me, I don't get to say whatever I want back to him. You know, I don't get to say, like, you know, I don't like work today. Okay, fired, you know. I don't like the uniform. I don't like the outfit. I don't like whatever it is. No, you have to just do it. Or this is what I've seen in the workplace, because I work in the software development area, is a boss would come in and be like, hey, will you clean that up? And they're like, I'm not the janitor. I'm a software developer. And it's like, that's cringe, okay? Because it's like when your boss just tells you to do something, it's like, I didn't sign up to be a janitor, sure, but you know what? If the boss just says to pick up some trash or whatever, you just pick up the trash, you know? It's weird. Just like a lot of people today, they'd say like, oh, well, God didn't tell me to serve him or whatever. Yes, he did. Well, I didn't sign up to be God's servant. You don't get a choice. He created you. You're a creation. You know, it's like some people think that like, I only have to obey the Bible if I'm a Christian. Wrong. Every single person is God's servant, whether they like it or not. Now, some are really bad servants, okay? Did you move? Okay, Pastor Shelley says take two steps back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pastor Shelley says take one step forward.
Yes, sir.
Sit back. Look over there. Oh, Pastor Shelley says give me one piece of candy. Now, y'all didn't look over there, did you? Pastor Shelley says look over here. Look up. Who's that? All right. Y'all are doing good. Pastor Shelley says to look wherever you want.
Yes, sir.
All right. Can y'all look down? Okay. I'm getting some good kids up here. They're getting better. That first group got smoked. Go with to Matthew chapter 15. Now, here's what you got to do, kids. When you go home, you got to obey mom and dad like you're doing now. You guys are being so obedient to me for candy. But you know what? This is how you should consider. God is handing you eternal life for salvation. You believe in him for that. You want to do that. But then also, he's giving you physical life every single day of your life if you obey your parents. Now, what's more important, living long or candy? What do you think? Oh, Pastor Shelley gives me a kiss candy. Sorry, go get a prize, all right? New volunteer. Clayton, come on down. This is going to be rough for him. I already know. Pastor Shelley says to get 5 pieces of candy. What color? Is your tire green?
No.
Oh, Pastor Shelley says, give me one piece of candy. Pastor Shelley says to lift up your right foot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pastor Shelley says, put it down. You have to give me a piece of candy. That was left.
Yes, sir.
You know left and right. Pastor Shelley says to lift up your right hand. Pastor Shelley says to salute with your right hand.
Yes, sir.
Put your hand down. Pastor Shelley says, give me. All right. I know it's going to be rough for him. Pastor Shelley says, keep your hand up. Can you put your hands down? Hey, raise your hand if you're a Christian. Pastor Shelley says, give me, you just got to keep it going. Oh, you're one of those people that like Jesus if you raise your hand, aren't you? Raise your hand if you go to Steadfast. You must be one of those kids that obeys your parents if you raise your right hand, huh? See, this is what the devil also do to you. God's telling you to do something, and then he'll try to make fun of you for doing what God actually said. Oh, you actually dress like a woman? Oh, you actually dress like a man? Oh, you actually use a King James Bible? Pastor Shelley says, put your hands down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Put them up. Put your hands up. I thought you put your hands up whenever I say. What's going on? All right, y'all are doing pretty good. I got to donate this to somebody. All right, good catch. That was legit. Matthew chapter number 15. Here's my third point, all right, this morning. Matthew chapter number 15. We not only need to obey with our mouth, and with our might, we also need to obey with our mind. Now look at Matthew chapter 15 and look at verse number 8. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Not only does God want obedience to be done with your mouth and for you to do it, he wants you to actually even obey internally. What that means is he wants you to actually have obedient thoughts about it, and he wants inside of your heart for you to actually be pleased and enjoying what you're doing. You know, you can do an activity and even say that you're going to do it, but your attitude will totally negate the obedience. And most of the time when you're being disobedient or you're having a bad attitude, it often causes you to what? Complain, to say other things. Because you could say, yes, sir, I'll do it. But man, this task really is a bummer. I don't want to do this. Man, I'm not the janitor. Man, I didn't sign up for this. I don't want to have to go to church. Who wants to go to church in Watauga? I can't even pronounce that, you know. Who wants to go to church, you know, with a bunch of people that are dressed, you know, really fancy? I want to come in my pajamas. Some people do. I don't want to have to go to church three times a week. It's like, that negates it. You know, if you showed up to all three services, but you're complaining about coming to every service, I don't want you to come. God's like, why are you here? You know, people that just show up physically, but like you don't sing the song, you don't want to be here, you're checking your phone, I don't want you here. And God doesn't want you here. You know, I remember when I started Pure Words Baptist Church, I had someone ask me about, you know, certain family members and friends coming to church, and they're like, are you disappointed that some of those people won't come? It's like all of them, but you know, I said, no. I said, I don't want anyone to come to my church that doesn't want to. And you know what? God's not any different. God doesn't want a building filled with people that just pretend like they're going to worship him, say they're going to do it, go through some motions, but in their heart, they actually don't love God. They don't care about the things of God. They're not going to go back out there in the week and actually serve God whatsoever. God doesn't like that. God finds that disgusting. He wants to spew them out of his mouth, he says, in the book of Revelation. The Laodiceans, you know, they think they're great, but they're really trash. They're lukewarm. And look, that is the majority of churches in our area today, is where they just say that they're going to serve God. They kind of go through the motions, but they're not really Christian. They're not really reading the Bible. They're not really, you know, sacrificing the Lord. They're not going out and preaching the gospel. And you know what, you children, your parents are the same way. You children, your parents don't just want you to say yes, sir, and just kind of do things. They want you to actually love them in your heart. They want you to actually think about what they're asking you to do and to do it. And not only just want to, but also want to do your best job. Do it the best possible way. You know, there's a lot of ways to do something, but sometimes there's a better way to do it. And what God gave you is a mind to be able to do those things to the best of your ability. You know, think about church. Church, God gave us some clear instructions on how to have church. You know, we need to have a certain person as a leader. We need to make sure that the Word of God is at the center and is at the core of our doctrine, that we're not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. But you know what God didn't say was where to meet, how often to meet, what kind of chairs to sit into, you know, how to practically baptize. I mean, the Bible just says, see, there's water. What doth hinder me to baptize? But what does that mean? You know, are we going to go out to some lake? You know, there's so many different decisions that have to be made. Do you think that God wants me to just be brain dead about that? Or do you think God wants me to actually use my brain and think about, you know, probably soft chairs over cactuses are better to sit on for church. Or maybe just even sitting. What if I just say, you know, from now on, you know, we could get more people in here if we didn't have chairs. We're just all going to stand the whole service. No rockers for ladies that are pregnant. You know, air conditioning, that's expensive. Let's get rid of that. I mean, what, you can't handle the heat? You know, I mean, at what level are you going to start using your brain to actually accomplish God's task? And here's the thing, children, your parents want you to use your brain. When your parents say, hey, take out the trash, you know what they don't want you to do? Is to grab the trash bag and drag it on the ground all the way out to the curb. Because what's going to happen is that bottom of the bag is going to rip, and then all the trash is going to get slain all over the yard and all over the driveway. He wants you to use your brain to actually pick it up and do it correctly. But you know what your dad doesn't want to have to do is explain every single detail of every single task. Take out the trash. Then he wants you to use this. Your brain. You have to use your brain, children, okay? Can y'all move up a little bit further? Pastor Shelley says to move up.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Shelley says to move back.
Yes, sir.
Move up. All right, so we're going to have to try and use our brain, okay? Pastor Shelley says he wants you to pat the top of your head.
Yes, sir.
Keep patting. Oh, all of you, give me a piece of candy. You all kept patting. You'll get a prize. Pastor Shelley says to pat your head and rub your belly.
Yes, sir.
Stop. Oh, Pastor Shelley says give me candy. I need a new volunteer. Who wants to try this? Come on down. It's Asia, is that correct? All right, we got Asia coming down. Asia's pretty obedient culture, so I think we're going to be good, all right? Pastor Shelley says get five pieces of candy. Oh, Pastor Shelley says give me one back because you didn't say yes, sir. All right? It's going to be dicey, okay? Where is it? You stopped. You were supposed to keep patting. Pastor Shelley says, all right, go get a prize for me. I need two more volunteers. Right here. Come on down. One more. Liam. Pastor Shelley says take five pieces of candy. I like that. Oh, she got a lot. Just all right. She knows what to do. Pastor Shelley says get five pieces of candy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I like that. These kids are smart. Go, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm going to prove this point a little bit further. And as we're wrapping up our sermon again, you know, this is not some hard concept. I don't think that God really, the majority of the things that God wants us to do are not actually hard in the sense that it's difficult to understand. It's something that takes a lot of brain power. Most of it's just simply just doing it, you know. And the hard part is accomplishing it rather than understanding the problem. But there are some things that are hard. You know, studying the Bible is difficult. The Bible talks about it being a weariness of the flesh. And of course, you know, there's very few people that actually understand the Bible, so there's limited amount of resources to go to. You have to actually put a lot of effort and energy into memorizing Scripture, reading the Bible, praying, being filled with the Spirit, and not even just being a hearer of the Word only, but a doer of the work. And when you do these things, God will reveal to you, you know, more and more of the Bible. And it's not limited to pastors or men or even adults, it's to anybody. It's accessible to any single person. Pastor Shelley says to take one step forward.
Yes,
I like that. Can you all step back? Mm-hmm. Oh, Pastor Shelley says, oh, you didn't even get your, where's your five pieces of candy? You're hiding on me. Pastor Shelley says to give me one piece of candy. This is a neat trick. Oh, I can't keep tabs. Pastor Shelley says to salute with your right hand. Do you know right? Use this one, right hand. All right, I'll just make sure. Pastor Shelley says use your right hand. There you go. Okay. Now, 1 Corinthians 14, look at verse number 13. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if he pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say, Amen, at the giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? Pastor Shelley says to say, Amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Shelley says, give me a piece of candy. You did say yes, sir, too. See, it's tricky. That was a good point. I read the Bible and they said amen, okay? So they automatically can agree. Can y'all say amen again?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Pastor Shelley says, give me his gate. You can't talk unless I say Pastor Shelley, all right? How many pieces of candy you got in there? Pastor Shelley says, take one step forward. Pastor Shelley says, take one more piece of candy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait, get a different one. Take another one. You want to take a different one? You want another one? See, the devil's not going to come around and offer you Brussels sprouts, okay? They wouldn't even have to know this game. They would have said no to that. So they had to think about it. You know, they're having to really use their brain here. And you know what? God wants us to use our brain. He wants us to use our mind. He wants us to think about it. You know, when I sing the songs, I don't want to just make the right vowel sounds. I want to actually understand the words. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. You know, I want to know the reprobate doctrine when I sing that song. You want to know why people don't want to sing that song? Because they don't understand the reprobate doctrine. It's like, how could you hate anybody? Where in the Bible does it say to hate anyone? What about all these verses? Old Testament. What about these verses? Not as New Testament. It's like what? It's like, what do you think the place hell is like? Do you think it's like a cool, like, alternative? It's like a rock concert or something like that? I mean, if you were going to put someone in a lake of fire to burn for all of eternity, outer darkness with weeping and gnashing of teeth, no rest day or night, what would you say you think about that person? It's not love, folks. John 3:16, in fact, says, "For God so loved." Have you ever noticed it's a past tense word? Something changed. Something happened. Something means that God's feelings towards people have changed. Otherwise, it would just say God loves forever. God's unconditional love towards everyone. But it says, "For God so loved the world." How did God love the world? By tolerating their sin, by loving it? No. He loved them by having Jesus die on the cross. Okay? And, you know, children, your parents love you. I believe that the parents in this room love you, and they want you to reciprocate that love. How did Jesus and God the Father show us their love? By their sacrifice. And the Bible says we love him because he first loved us. So we have to reciprocate that love, and as an obedient child, you will not only obey God with your mouth and obey him with your mind, you'll obey him with your mind. And of course, how do you obey God with your mind at the ultimate culmination? Praising him. Because you don't have to praise God. There's nothing that's going to force you to do it. You get that opportunity. No one forced you to come to church this morning. No one's forcing you to open your mouth. No one's putting a gun to your head and say, "Sing Jesus Loves Me." No one's putting a gun to your head today and saying, "Praise the Lord this morning." You're choosing to do that. And you know what? God wants you. God wants you inside. Not only say, "Well, I don't steal and I don't kill and I said I'll follow God's commandments," but then you never praise the Lord. You never pray to him. You never sing to him. And of course, what if you do all those things, but you don't even mean it? It doesn't count. As 1 Corinthians 14 says, hey, I'm not going to pray and sing when it doesn't matter. I could learn a song in another language and know nothing about what the words mean, and it's meaningless to God. I could sing "Jesus Loves Me" and "To God Be the Glory" and all these songs in a foreign language, and it's meaningless to God because he doesn't want me to just vainly just repeat something or say something or sing something. He wants me to actually mean it in my heart. And you children, you need to learn how to love your parents because they've sacrificed for you a lot. You have to obey them. And not only should you obey them because it's right, you should learn how to love them. And when you love them, it'll make obedience even easier. Now, Pastor Shelley says to take one step back. Pastor Shelley says to take one step forward. Bigger step. Like, can y'all go a little bit? Take a higher. Oh, Pastor Shelley says, "Give me a piece of candy." Do you have any more? Got a secret hoard over here. Do you have any more candy? Okay, he's got one more. He's in the game, all right? I gave you all an extra piece, that's right. Can you give me your other piece? Can I have the other one too? All right, go get a prize. This is mean. All right, we're getting too close. I'm not going to have any more volunteers, but I'll throw you some candy, all right? Pastor Shelley says to take one step back. All right, y'all are doing good. I think I'm going to end with some winners here. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 10. It's the last place I want you to go. You know, the Bible says young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. You know, we need to take Christianity seriously. And what I like about these children is they are willing for just a 25-cent piece of candy to be obedient as they possibly can this morning. I mean, think about that. Some serious willpower, you know. It's probably awkward having to stand up here and be, put on the spotlight. But for just this measly little piece of candy, how much more your life, children? You want to live to be 60, 70, 80, 90 years old? You want to have a prosperous life? You need to learn how to obey the voice of God. You need to learn how to read the Bible and pay attention to what your parents say. And when your parents say something, you just say, "Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am." Pastor Shelley says to salute with your right hand. All right, I like that. Pastor Shelley says at ease. You can put your hands down. Pastor Shelley says put your hands down, sorry. Ecclesiastes chapter number 10, look at verse 10. If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength, but wisdom is profitable to direct. So the Bible is kind of just giving a general picture here that someone who's using a blunt instrument is not going to be as effective as when they sharpen it. You know, when you get like a knife and it's not very sharp, you file it and you try to get it really sharp. And then when it's really sharp, it just cuts through, right? And, you know, lifting up your hand takes a little bit of strength, so you want to work out so you can lift up your hand. Can y'all lift up your hand real high like this for me? Y'all are doing really good. Can you lift up your left hand. Can y'all do the left hand? Pastor Shelley says to lift up your left hand. Right hand. All right. You have to give me a piece of candy, sorry. Pastor Shelley says. That ceiling is just a cap. I'll tell you what. Pastor Shelley says, put your hands down. You didn't already, all right. You know, in our lives, you can make your life easier or harder on you if you use this. If you use your brain. You got to think about things. And God wants you to exercise your brain. He wants you to learn what the Bible says, and to think about these things. We have to obey God with our mouth, with our might, and with our mind. All right, y'all can go ahead and sit down. Sorry, you have to give me a piece of candy. Not all of them. I'll just take this one, all right. Pastor Shelley says y'all can go sit down. Y'all did good, all right? Let's give him a round of applause. Now, again, I use a really silly example this morning, but, you know, it's to illustrate the spiritual truth, children, that you need to obey your parents, because just like me taking that candy away is a reality of that game, God will take away days of our life when we disobey our parents. And so when our parents tell us to do something, we need to use our mouth to be obedient to them, to say yes, sir, or yes, ma'am, or to acknowledge what you're going to do. We need to talk with respect to our parents. We need to, you know, tell our parents that you love them. You know, you children, if your parents say, I love you, you know what you should say to them? I love you too. You should tell them that you love your parents back. But more important, you should mean it in your heart. You know, not only should you say it, should you do it, but you should actually mean it in your mind and your heart. Because your parents taking you to church this morning to get candy, that was nice of them. You know, now if they let you keep that or not, that's for your parents to decide, all right? Maybe they'll take it. But I want you guys to really think about it when you go home, not just for this candy game, but continue playing this game with your parents at home. When they say yes, sir, or when they ask you to say yes, sir, use your mouth. Whenever they ask you to do something, you do it with your might. And whenever they're asking you to do stuff or they're wanting you to learn things, use your mind to learn them. Let's close in prayer this morning, all right? Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us these great commandments and giving us the opportunity to not only have eternal life, but to have a long life. I pray that the children in this room, they would learn the importance of following your commandments, of honoring their father and honoring their mother. I pray that you would just help the children in this room to be obedient to their parents. They would realize the value that has with that commandment. And I pray that not only would they do things with their mouth and with their body, but rather than their hearts, their hearts would be knit to their parents. They would understand why they should love their parents, and that you would just help us to have a generation of children that love their parents and parents that love their children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.